Welcome back, everybody. This is Eric here with Iraq Veteran 8888. Today, I've got a very special gun gripe episode for you. We are here at Adventure Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia. Really good friends of the channel. I've been coming here a long, long time. We came here today for the GOA meetup to do the door knocking and stuff, but I've got a very unique opportunity to have a gun gripe here with Jared from Guns and Gadgets. He came down from New England. Flew down for this to come hang out and do some door knocking and other efforts. And we would like to take a moment here in today's gun gripe to discuss the stuff that is going on with the ATF and them going after polymer 80s. This is very developing and very new. So we thought that we would get Jared's view on it and sort of discuss this a bit. So thanks for coming down, man.
Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I can't complain, man. Every day above ground is a good one. And to be in a super Walmart for firearms owners is unbelievable.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't have this back home.
Absolutely. Well, the ATF is up to their shenanigans again.
Absolutely.
And you and I, prior to, starting the camera, we did discuss this briefly about, the things that are going on. But there's literally developments that
absolutely.
Are coming across our phones as we speak.
Right, yeah.
As to the things that are going on.
Yeah, it's getting real right now.
It is getting real.
Yeah, so I guess we should start with Thursday, when it all kind of tipped off. So Thursday, the ATF raided Polymer 80 in Nevada, and in the last 24 hours it's come out, not only did they go to Polymer 80, they visited Midway, they visited Brownells, a couple other smaller shops, and
that wasn't common knowledge at the time.
Absolutely not. Nope, right. Absolutely not. And it seems to be, and again, federal government, they're not going to give you a clear answer on anything. It seems that they're focusing on Polymer 80's buy, build, shoot kit, specifically because everything you need is in that box. They're trying to treat that as a firearm now. So they were specifically looking at or seizing customer records. So if you have one, take note. And we just got texts that they're going door-to-door to private citizens' houses now. So it happened Friday. They seized one from a private residence, and you saw the text I just got. They're going to people's houses. If they have a record, you bought a Polymer 80 buy, build, shoot kit, you might want to check with your lawyer.
Right, but it's only those particular kits that
right.
are sold as a complete type of kit for now.
Right, for now.
Now, this is still developing, so we don't know if the ATF is going to say, all right, well, any Polymer 80 lower frame, period, right? So it's a very scary thing going on right now. We do know that the Biden-Harris, I guess we call them people?
Yeah, technically.
Right? So Biden and Harris met with the ATF, and they have already laid out their plans for what they want the ATF to focus on during their presidency, and that would, of course, their presidency.
Yeah, there you go.
I said, okay, I just had to go there. But they laid out that they want to go after 80% frames, and they want to go after braces, most specifically, right? So it's pretty scary, right, that the ATF is able to operate as such a rogue agency in a rogue environment, right? Because the keys to the castle haven't even been turned over to anybody else yet. And here they
exactly.
are just acting in their own regard, on their own whim, based on their own intelligence or based on their own opinions that they get from people that, as of right now, don't even technically have any say.
Like, exactly.
That would be no different than those like Kamala and Biden calling up the ATF any other time and saying, hey, this is the way we view it and this is what we want done.
Right.
That's just not how it works, right? The ATF is not a lawmaking agency, right? They're not a group of people that make laws. So it's really scary that they're skirting the legislative process. They're skirting the checks and balances of how we pass laws, right?
Right.
They're being given a blank check to do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it, and having absolutely zero foresight over how
right.
they do it.
And that's if you like, I'm a law nerd, and it's become scary and very concerning because it's almost like that the anti-gun leftists have figured out that they can do pretty much everything they wanted administratively through the ATF, which is not the way it's supposed to be, as we both know. But there hasn't been any checks and balances on them. They've had a couple times where senators have written, angrily written letters to them, but wastebin is the way that goes. They're not really held accountable.
That's right. Yep. There is no accountability. So if you are, okay, a person who has got one of these build kits that the ATF is going after right now, whether you've built the 80% out or not, is irrelevant. I would get in touch with FPC or GOA and make sure that they know that you're in possession of one, because they are wanting to, if I had to guess, all right, and I don't want to talk out of school here, take a turn, but I have to guess they're probably going to come up with some form of a class action type of thing involving everyone that has purchased these, and if they get a visit from the ATF. If you do get a visit from the ATF, I would most certainly contact your lawyer and shut your dang mouth.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not a legal authority, okay? But that would be my advice to you.
Absolutely.
Would be to shut up and don't say anything. And
you have the right to remain silent. Exercise that right.
Yes, please do.
So I do know, and you might know as well, but Firearms Policy Coalition are already asking people, if you have these, preemptively call them or have your attorney call them. Because the current climate as we sit right now, if you have one, expect a door knock, is what I would say. Just to err on the side of caution, if you don't get one, that's a win. But the way they're coming after them right now, it's concerning.
That's right. And to be clear, you know, Americans have the legal right to build their own firearms, and they have been doing it for a long, long, long time, right? There are a clear and distinctive, you know, guidelines as to how it's done and what you can and can't do and everything like that. I mean, you have to follow, you know, obviously NFA guidelines. I mean, you can't make your own gun and then, you know, put something into it like an illegal configuration or something like that. So 80% have always been, at least from the ATF's point of view, a gray area. And it's criminal that they treat it in that way, right? So we have to be careful with how we approach these things. And if you are in possession of one, call FPC or GOA, and they'll get you in touch with the right people to make sure that, you know, they do what they can to take care of you. I mean, I know that's probably not the answer everybody wants to hear.
Right.
And I know there's always language out there where people go, well I'm not going to comply. Well, I'm not suggesting
that's fine,
you know, complying with, you know, unlawful or unconstitutional gun laws. But at the same time, remember, these aren't laws. These are just opinions. And they are opinions that someone will pull up to your house and arrest you over. And that's a very scary area, right? When someone comes to your house and they're not telling you what law you broke.
And it's even worse is when it's a reinterpretation of something that's already been okay.
Correct.
So Wednesday, if you bought this kit, you were good to go, but you wake up Thursday and you're a felon. It's just not the way the country goes. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And that's what's really scary about it. And imagine this, right, from a law enforcement perspective. Imagine seeing someone speed by you. You're sitting on the side of the road in your cruiser, and someone drives by you 100 miles an hour every single day for a year, and you go, you know what, I'm not going to bother this guy because I just don't see what the problem is with him going 100 miles an hour. But then one day you just decide, I think I'm going to pull this person over, right? So that's what we're dealing with, right? A group of people that are a rogue agency and are choosing to selectively and, you know, apply their opinions to enforcement of the law. We're not even talking about enforcing a law, right, an actual law, more of just applying personal opinion to policy and dictating that opinion is the law.
Right.
That's what this is an issue with.
And if we had a crystal ball right now, I'd say that as we get closer to Inauguration Day, it's going to get worse.
Oh, 100%.
Because they are definitely feeling empowered with Joe and Kamala, with the possibility of them riding the ship.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we really appreciate you watching today's video. I wanted to make this video with Jared since he was here, and we haven't had him on the channel before. I really appreciate it. And how can our viewers find you?
Well, first, thanks, brother. I really appreciate the opportunity. Guns and Gadgets on every platform everybody's on. Move to Parler if you're not there already. But YouTube's my main focus.
Awesome. Dude, appreciate it. And guys, stay tuned. We got many more videos coming. Lots of things going on, and I appreciate all the support from you guys over the years and everything that we do. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.